Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you walk down the middle of the 200 block of South Durham Street, just a few blocks west of Patterson Park, it's an alley street, so you actually have to walk down the middle. You'll see murals of Billie Holiday, painted screens of Billie Holiday, Belgian block diamonds marking places where she stayed, and at least one plaque announcing that Billie Holiday lived here. It's the Billie Holiday block, and it's magical. Eleonora Fagan, later Billie Holiday, came into this world in 1915. Her father, jazz musician Clarence Holiday, took off immediately, and she was raised by her mother, Sadie Fagan, and really by a relative, Martha Miller. Her mother worked what were called transportation jobs, jobs on trains that kept her away from her young daughter long stretches of time. Eleonora had a rough childhood. At age 9 or 10, she was sent to a place called the House of the Good Shepherd because she was regularly skipping school at St. Francis Academy, and the truant officer was constantly after her. She hated it. After she was released, a boarder that her mother had taken into their home attacked her, and she was sent back to the boarding school under protective custody as the man was prosecuted. During these tumultuous years, she variously took on jobs, scrubbing marble steps and running errands for a brothel owner in Fells Point. She was now around 10 or 11. In addition to the manual labor, she was regularly singing in whiskey joints and brothels along the water. When she turned 12, Eleonora's mother opened a restaurant on Argyle Avenue in West Baltimore, around the corner from Baltimore's famous Pennsylvania Avenue and its happening music scene. With a few years as a performer already under her belt, the preteen girl was becoming a regular at places like Club Tijuana and the Royal Theater. But change was a constant in Eleonora's life, and at age 14, her mother moved to New York. Although Eleonora stayed in Baltimore for a bit, she eventually moved to be with her mom and to try to find a break in Harlem's jazz clubs. In a new city and a new music scene, Eleonora decided she needed a new identity. She chose the first name Billie after a silent screen movie star and idol of hers, Billy Dove. And for her last name, she took her father's as her own for the first time. In New York's Harlem, her career took off. By age 18, she had recorded her first commercial album with none other than Benny Goodman. One of her early hits, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, a collaboration with the great swing pianist Teddy Wilson, became a jazz standard. She sang in the big band style with Count Basie and later with Artie Shaw and his all-white band as they toured the American South. Throughout her astounding but short musical career, she died of heart failure in 1959 at the age of 44. Holiday became a star with her vocal improvisation and innovative style. Her adult life, however, was as full of turbulence as was her youth in Baltimore. Failed love affairs, fighting drug addiction, constant bombardment from racism. Her voice and her music were wrapped up in this. In his video series, Jazz, Ken Burns writes, "The pain of her life, the pain of the moment, is reflected in a less-than-perfect voice perfectly." I'm going to wrap up with Holiday's most well-known song, Strange Fruit. The song had been written by a Jewish schoolteacher from the Bronx, Abel Meeropol, and Holiday first performed it at a racially integrated club called Cafe Society in Greenwich Village. With the lights dimmed and only a spotlight illuminating her face, her performance of the song about a lynching apparently resonated in the club. And it resonated across America in jukeboxes back in those days and still resonates today online on Spotify and YouTube. I'm going to end by suggesting the next time you're looking for musical inspiration, or Baltimore inspiration, or human inspiration, walk over to the 200 block of South Durham Street, take a look at the art all around you and the fantastic Baltimore alley houses, and think about the roots of our own jazz legend, Billie Holiday. If you'd like to learn more about Billie Holiday, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.